Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. And I'm Maya Palacio. Three men have been arrested during a police operation. Now, this happened around 3 p.m. on Saturday, August the 31st. The Bermuda police officers commenced an operation in response to the firearm incident that occurred, whereby an unknown person shot at Bermuda police officers. You may recall the commissioner addressing the incident.
The passenger discharged a firearm at our officers. In response, the officers pursued the suspects in an attempt to stop them. The rider lost control of their motorcycle and, whilst being chased on foot, pointed the firearm towards the officers.
While an 18-year-old male was arrested in connection with that firearm incident that happened on the Saturday, two other men were arrested on suspicion of possession of controlled drugs and drug equipment. A number of residents and public areas in the Southampton Parish were also searched by police officers and items seized. Detective Superintendent Sharon Joseph, the senior investigating officer for the operation, stated, "I wish to thank those members of the community who have provided invaluable information that has assisted us with this investigation. However, I wish to appeal to persons living in the Random Lane, Lusher Hill, Spice Hill, Pyramids Hill, Camp Hill, Horseshore Road, Scenic Heights, and South Avenue areas to contact us should you recall any suspicious activities between 10 p.m. on Friday, August the 23rd, and 4 a.m. on Saturday, August the 24th. We ask that you please check your CCTV cameras if you would have seen any persons who seem out of place, whether walking or on a motorcycle within that time frame. We are interested in hearing from you. You may contact Detective Superintendent Sharon Joseph on 717-2158. You may also call 211 or share the information with the officer whom you know. Meanwhile, the island still assists in searching for 70-year-old Janet Nicholas. The Bermuda Police Service released an update as of September the 2nd.
Established that the same Friday, the 30th of August, about 5 p.m., she was also seen at the area of Rose Hill and the Miller Road in Southampton. And then subsequent to that, we've also received some information today that she was seen in the area of Herring Bay Marketplace sometime around 11 p.m. Friday, 30th of August. Now, at that time, she's reported to have been wearing a blue night dress and some slippers. And so we're asking you today that if you saw Miss Nicholas, many of our residents would know her. She was an educator of some 25 to 30 years. She is very active in the community in supporting various initiatives. And so if you've seen her at any time on Friday, the 30th of August, up until now, we're asking you to make contact with us.
They say while they have been asking that residents in the western end of the island check their properties and CCTV cameras for any signs of Miss Nicholas, now they are asking that residents and business establishments across the island do the same. They say to please pay attention to overgrown areas as well as pump rooms and sheds. While there has been no indication Miss Nicholas traveled out of the Southampton area, she is known to visit locations in other parishes using public transportation. Again, Miss Nicholas, a Bermudian national, is described as being 5 foot 10 inches in height, medium build, dark complexion with short, gray, thinning hair. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of 70-year-old Janet Nicholas is asked to call the main police number 295-0011 or 211. She's also known to be answered to the name Janet Fubler. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.